Parsha Tetzave, Yedua is the only parsha that doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. After Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Torah, and say for Bereishis, you don't have it. But now that we have Moshe Rabbeinu, Parsha Tetzave, Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned. Moshe Rabbeinu be'emes was mevakesh in Parsha Kisiso, Mecheini no misifrecha, and Sifrecha could be read Sefercha, the 20th parsha. So he's Nimchak from the 20th parsha, which is Parsha Tetzave. B'chol Zoyt, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is Nirmaz in the parsha, because Tetzave has 101 sukkim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, if you spell out Mem Shin Hei, the hidden letters, meaning if you spell Mem out, it's Mem Mem, so we take just the second Mem, and Shin, take the Yud Nun of Shin, and Hei is spelled Hei Aleph. The hidden letters in the Miloy of Moshe is 101. So there's a remez from Parsha Tetzave. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheino mitzifrecha asher kasofta. Asher is 501. Tetzave is also gematria 501. The Baal HaTurim brings that Tetzave is gematria noshim siva. And it's a remez because the first parsha here in the parsha, the first topic is Hadlokas Ner. It's a remez that noshim are supposed to be madlik. Ksas yesh lahoyer, the klal ki yedua by gematria is that it's allowed to be off by one. So ba'oysa midah we could have said Tetzave is gematria anoshim siva. Avavaitis heche di ikal medak daikinon, and we're medayik noshim siva. Avada barichas, you have the Indian here of the Big Day Kahuna. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs counts Big Day Kahuna as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam is choylik in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's a chaylik of mitzvahs beis habchira, it's not as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam even asks, maybe we should count Big Day Kahin Godoy and Big Day Kahin Hedyet as a separate mitzvah. B'doy melezeh, in the Klei HaMikdosh, is the same machloikis. The Rambam doesn't count Klei HaMikdosh as a separate mitzvah. No, he talks about Shulchan is the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim. Mizbeach Hazov is Meshach Shaykh to mitzvah Ktoiris. Menorah is Shaykh to Adlokas Menorah. And that's the Shaila again, if the Klei HaMikdosh are considered a Cheshbon of the Minyan HaMitzvah. In the Big Day Kahuna, there are four Big Day Kahin Hedyot: Michnosayim, Mitznefes, Avnet, and Ksoines. A hat, a jacket, a pants, and a belt. And the Kohen Gadol had four more begodim, Noisef Aleim, the Shmoyne begodim, which are six, Ephod, Choshen, and Me'il. A Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had special begodim called Big Day Lavan, which he wore for a chelik of the Avoida Miyuchad on Yom Kippur. Very bekitzer, the Seder Advarim was, he would wear Zov, Lavan, and again Zov. That was five Shlavim, but upon him twice during Yom Kippur, he would switch into Big Day Lavan. Once to do most of the Avoidus Yom Kippur, and the second time just to take out what was in the Kodesh Kadoshim. But he wore these special Big Day Lavan. Now, the Big Day Lavan of the MS, the original four Big Day Kohen Hedyot, the Michnasayim, the Mechnefes, the Avnet, and the Ksoinis, the Big Day Lavan don't have six, eight, Choshen, and Me'il. Is there any Shinoi Bechlau in between the Big Day Lavan of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and a regular Big Day Kohen Hedyot? The Gemara in Yom Adaf Yud Bey stels a Shaila. A Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, for whatever reason, is Nipsal, Mace, or whatever happens, and you have to be Mamana, a Kohen Acher Tachtov. About they were already making a Kohen Acher Tachtov, but he's not yet a Kohen Gadol. So this new Kohen Gadol, the Gemara asks in Yom Adaf Yud Bey, Bameh Mechanchen Oysay, how do we Mechanch him to be a Kohen Gadol? He's a Kohen Hedyot already, but how does he become a Kohen Gadol? Bish lema, if you're up to a shlav of the Avodis Yom Kippur that requires Big Day Zohov, that's exactly where the Kohen Gadol was up to when he got Nifsal. So the new Kohen Gadol will put on Big Day Zohov, the Shmoyne Begodim, and oh, wearing Shmoyne Begodim is Mechanachim as a Kohen Gadol. But Fred the Gemara, if the Kohen Gadol was up to a stage of the Avodis Yom Kippur that requires Big Day Lavan, so what's the new Kohen Gadol going to do? Going to put on Big Day Lavan and continue doing the Avodah. He's not wearing anything unique. He's wearing the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. What is Big Day Lavan? Sacha Kol is Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Frek the Gemara, Bameh Mechanchen Oysleg. So one teretz the Gemara says is that he'll, even if the Avodah that they're up to is the Yom Kippur Dik Avodah, which requires Big Day Lavan, the new Kohen Gadol will put on Big Day Zov, go up to the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, be Mahapach Bitsinura, and turn over some Basar, some Amorim that's on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, and that's also an Avodah. Zor Shehipach Bitsinura Chayim Misa. He did avoid it with the Big Day Zohar. The Gemara brings another teretz. The other teretz is Rav Papa answers, Avodah Nechem Chosen. He took a book on Big Day Lavan. But that's the lane. It's regular kohen head yedikti begadim sachakol. But he's doing Yom Kippur to get avoida. The avoida Yom Kippur is what is mechanechet. And then the Gemara gives a third teretz. I'm going in the wrong order, but this is the teretz I want. The Gemara introduces that no, there is one chilek. The Bigdei Kohen Hegid, again, are Mechnasayim, Mitznefes, Avnate, and Ksoynes. The Gemara says Avnate is not Poshet. And let me clarify. The Avnate of a Kohen Gadol, when he wore Shmoyin of a Godin, Avada, was made out of Klein. The Avnate of the Bigdei Lovon of the Kohen Gadol, Avada was not Klein. It was Butz, just Tishton. What is the Avnate of a regular Kohen Hegid against the Yom? It's a big machloikis in the Gemara there. Whether Avnei shall Kohen Hedyot was Klayim or not. And this is a fascinating nafkamina. Everyone talks about the fact that Bigdei Kahuna is with Klayim. According to one man the Yomar, it's only the Kohen Gadol that has Klayim. The Kohen Hedyot is not Klayim. None of the Begadim are Klayim. It's Nesayim. It's Nevis, Avnei, and Klayim. Look, there's a machloikis. Whether the Avnei of Kohen Hedyot was Klayim. That's a machloikis. Introduces the Gemara. If you learn that Avnei shall Kohen Hedyot was Klayim, then it's very geschmack on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol is going to put on his Bigdei Lovon, which Avada are not Klayim. He is differentiated from the Kohen Hedyot because his Avnate is Tishton, as opposed to a regular Kohen Hedyot whose Avnate is Klein. It's Mavur in this Gemara that, if at all, the only chiluk between Bigdei Lovon of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the regular Bigdei Kohen Hedyot, if at all, is in the Avnate. That if you're talking that the Avnate of Bigdei Lovon Kohen Gadol is Tishton, that's for sure, and if you're talking that the Avnate of a Kohen Hedyot is Klein. But there are no other chalukim. Freftach HaShailo. The pasuk says by the Kohen Gadol that the ksoinis, it would say ksoinis tashbeitz. It doesn't say ksoinis tashbeitz by the Kohen Hedyot. The Ben Ezra's medayik that only the Kohen Gadol's ksoinis was tashbeitz. Frege Chashayim. That's another chiluk. The Gemara should answer, v'amem echan chanoisa. You're putting on a Kohen Gadol the ksoinis. Chashafti. That maybe only the Kohen Gadol's big day shmoyne begodim are ksoinis tashbeitz. But his big day lovon, taka like a Kohen Hedyot, are not tashbeitz. Or to learn that even a Kohen Hedyot was Tashbeitz. One or the other. Or but there's another Shaila. What about the hat, the Mitznefes, Mikbas, different names it has. There's no chiluk between the hat, the Mitznefes, Mikbas of a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. So it's a Machloikis Rambam and Raiv and Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Ches Halacha Beis that the Rambam said that it's kamat the same thing. And the Raiv Shtark argued that Ein Maaseh Yishol Zeh K'Maaseh Yishol Zeh, that it's an under a hat in Gamsen. And he describes Barichas why it's a different surah of a hat. Of befrektich the shayla vaitis. So what's pshat in the Gemara? You, but this is already the Mishlam Melech asks the kasha. The Mechaz Chinuch talks about it. What's the Gemara muttering that when the Kohen Gadol is going to be putting on the big day love and he's mamish Kohen Hedyot dick? We had b'memechan chanoi say, but say the head is different. So I want to make a cheshbon like this. Tachrayim Hanuot. Lama Zogan Azei. Tosis in Sukkah that hey says, you know why Taka Kohen Gadol's hat is different than a Kohen Hedyot's hat? Because the Kohen Gadol needs to have room after you wrap the hat around him to tefillin. And tzitzit. Now, Avada, on Shabbos he didn't wear tefillin. But you think he had a different hat on Shabbos? Like Luke. You think he had a different hat on Yom Kippur? There's no tefillin on Yom Kippur. For the big day Zov? Like Luke. Or the big day Lovan, which is especially Yuchat the Kippur Gadol of a Kohen Gadol, only on Yom Kippur. By definition, there's no tefillin. And there's no tzitzit. There's no reason that it should be cholik from the big day Kohen Hedyot. If there's a viter, the hat is not going to be cholik, and the chilik is only going to be, like the Gemara Taka Cheshbon, Lagabe, the Avnei, and Avnei Pakaret, the Gemara, Vamei Mechan Chanois. The Gemara says in Tzvachim Daf Peches, and very similar to the Gemara in Erechim Daf Tetzayim. Omer Rav Ani Bar Sosoin, Loma Nismach HaParshas Karbonis LaParshas Bigdei Kahuna, Loma Alokho, Ma Karbonis Mechaprin, Af Bigdei Kahuna Mechaprin. Interessant, the Gemara in Erechim says that it dropped different. In Tzvachim it says, Loma Nismacha Parshas Karbonos to Parshas Bigdei Kahuna. In Erechin it says, Loma Nismacha Parshas Bigdei Kahuna Le Karbonos. Now which one is it? Moirdik, it's a spear in Rashi from Tzvachim to Erechin, and it's not a spear. Hagam both are the Bala member of Rav Ani Bar Sosin. Where is it Nismacha Karbonos to Bigdei Kahuna? Twice. In Parshas Tetzaveh, and again in Parshas Tetzav. In Parshas Tetzaveh, first it discusses the Bigdei Kahuna. And then it discusses the Karbonis. In Parsha Tzav, it first discusses the Karbonis, and then later in the Parsha, it discusses the Big Day Kahuna. So the Gemara in Tzvachim is referring to Parsha Tzav, and Rashi says in Tzvachim Parsha Tzav, and it's Loma Nismacha Parsha Karbonis, the Parsha Begodim. The same Bala member with the same member in Erechim says Loma Nismacha Parsha Begodim, the Parsha Karbonis. But Kapanim, what is the Gemara's Oyster in both places? That the same way Karbanis al Mechaper, Big Day Kahuna al Mechaper. And the Gemara explains, oh, smart the God, Kain Gadol, how and on what is Mechaper? Yesh Lachkar, if you're talking that maybe only the Kain Gadol's begodim al Mechaper. Not the Kain Hedyat. I don't know. Yesh Lodin, if Big Day Kain Hedyat al Mechaper. Yesh Lodin, if Big Day Lovin of the Kain Gadol is Mechaper. But what does the Gemara say about the Big Day Zov of the Kain Gadol? And what is it Mechaper? Very Bekitzur, the Gemara said, the Ksoinet is Mechaper on Shlichas Domin. Like it says by the Yosef's Ksoinus, it says by Yishchut Asher Idem, by Yitzvah, Ksoinus Badam. The Mechnesayim is Gili Arayis, that's its Mechasa the Ervo. Mitznefet is Fagase HaRuach. Avnet, which was on his leg, is Al-Hir Alei. Choshen is on Dinim, Choshen on Mishpat. The Eifoy is Mechafer on Avodah Zarah. The Me'il on Lashon Hara. And the Tzitz on Adas Ponim. As I state in Gemara, Fret the Gemara on two of the things. Fret the Gemara. Ksoinis is what Mechaper on Shvichas Domin. I thought Egla Aruf is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin. So the Gemara says it's Teretz. Hadi Yodaman Katle, Hadi Lo Yodaman Katle. If you know who killed him, then the Ksoinis is Mechaper. Egla Rufa is when you don't know who killed him. The Gemara tells on one other one. It says the Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Fret the Gemara. The Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. The Gemara brings a memory that Ketoyres is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Zok the Gemara ha b'tzino ha b'farhefi. Because Ketoyres is done b'tzino, the Me'il, when it's making the noise of the Tamin Grimen, is done b'farhefi. Interestingly, we mentioned that the Choshen is Mechaper on Dinim, and the Eifod is Mechaper on Avodah Zarah. This is a Vart, it says, V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-eifod. It's a lav deraisa. V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-eifod. You could say, v'oifen drush. There are some people that are maybe makbid on Avodah Zarah, on Benodim L'mokoyim, but not on Dinim, Benodim L'chaveiroi, or Fakeret. And it's coming to say no. Lo yizaz v'yada yishel zeh mitoich zeh. Lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-eifoy. Sai Avodah Zarah, Benodim L'mokoyim, and Sai Dinim, Benodim L'chaveiroi, v'lo yizach. Both go together. The Meshech Chochma says, the Shena Remez, it says by the Eifoy, which was saying the Eifoy is mechaper on Avodah Zarah. The lashon of the pasuk is v'cheshev afudosoy asher olov k'maaseyu mimenu yiyaz. Off the Meshech Chokhmah. We know b'derech klal ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa machshava ro l'maisa. Except for Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechashev machshava l'maisa. Zok ter eifad is Avodah Zarah. It says v'cheshev afudosoy asher olov k'maaseyu. The machshava of eifad of Avodah Zarah is azoy v'maisa. Azoy brent there. Arenis. Klein the Big Day Kahuna. We mentioned already that if you're talking that the Avnei of a Kohen heavier, there's a machloikis, whether it was Klein. Now, Avad a Kohen Gadol had Klein in Big Day Kahuna. And Kiduah, the Gemara, Nivomis, and Erech, in a lot of places, Big Day Kahuna is Doiche Klein. But there's a tzad that only the Kohen Gadol's the Gadol had Klein. It's, according to the Man Yomar, Avnei shall Kohen heavier, shall Butz, shall Pishton, not shall Klein. A Kohen heavier didn't have Klein. Frek the Shagas Aryeh. Shagasari has a big arichus on the inyonim of Klayim, the Big Day Kahuna. And among many things that he tells there, he asks, what's the hetzer b'chlal for a Kohen Gadol to do avoida? If a Kohen Hedyot, the Big Day Kohen Hedyot doesn't have Klayim, so it's Efshar al Yidei Acher, Efshar l'Kayim Shneim. You don't say Efshar doich alois to say, if you have another option, what's the hetzer b'chlal for a Kohen Gadol to do avoida during the year? Yom Kippur, he has to, but the rest of the year. Is the emes is the concept of Big Day Kahuna Beklayim, there's a machloikis, Rambam and Ravid, whether it's Hudra or Dchuya. The Rambam Sayin Klei HaMikdosh Perek Ches Aloch Yud Beis, and Sayin Elchis Klayim Perek Yud Aloch Alamed Beis. The Rambam clearly says that it's only B'shat Avoida, and the Ravid argues and says, no, even Shaloi B'shat Avoida. And the Beis Talit and the Shagas Aryeh touches off that what's the Machlokes Rambam Ravid, whether it's Hutra or whether it's Tchuya, that the Rambam holds it's only Tchuya and the Ravid holds it's Hutra. The emes is the Shagas Aryeh, very b'ktora, will say he brings a Mufurish Gemara that's mashma like the Ravid, a Gemara in Yuma that's Samach Tes, that's Mavur Avada, that the Big Day Kahuna could even be Shaloi Bizman Avoida, and a Mufurish Gemara in Erech in it, like the Rambam. Not them, is there Meirich Barchava. The Beis Halevi argues on the Shagas Aryeh, the famous Beis Halevi's Mamash and Unsung Chuvas Beis Halevi, the first few Chuvas, Barichas, the Beis Halevi handles that Avada, even the Raiva doesn't hold its Mamash Hutra. Avada, the Gedder of Big Day Kahuna, the client is Ethid Echaloisasei, it's Kamadam of Furisha Gemara and Yevamis. Nor he says, the Raiva is just arguing a little bit that when Nitna Torah, the Malachi Asharas, you don't have to rush to take it off. But if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and they already were Maile Kole Varamu Pedorim and the Shumas Adeshan is not going to be for another 2 hours, there's no Indian to go, even if you're in the Mikdash, to put on Big Day Kahuna and say Hutra. Adkidei Kachna. And then, if you do the Big Arichus, the Machloike Shagas Aryeh, the Beis Halevi, about climbing the Big Day Kahuna. One of the kashas that the Shagas Aryeh asks, first of all, he asks, it says when they made a pious, the Kohanim would stand around in a circle and they would want to know where the circle started when they're counting out a number to who's going to be Zoich on the pious for the Avodah. It says they would take off a mitznefes of one of them. One of them would take off his hat, and then we would know where we started. I don't know if the one that he takes off his hat is counted as the first one or not, but that's where they start from, the circle. Shrek, the Shabbos Aryeh, if you learn that the Avnet of a Kohen Hegid also has client, and you're only allowed to wear the Begodim when you're doing Avodah, is a male of pious is Tzorech Avodah, Naniach. But with the one Kohen that takes off his hat, he's not wearing all four Begodim. What's his hetzer to wear the avnei, which is klayim, like Waman Diomar, when he's not even wearing all four Big Day Kahuna? And it's a machloikis, I'm wrong, if the pious was done with Big Day Kahuna or not. But like the sheep that's done with Big Day Kahuna, he's taking off his hat. Zokte Shagasari Techazvar Minachanami, like the man Diomar avnei, Shokayin Hedi, is klayim, they wouldn't take off the mitznefes of one of the Kohanim. One of the Kohanim would take off his avnei. That would be his name. Take off his gar. No, when the Gemara says that they would take off the mitznefes, it's going according to the Man D'Yomer that the Avnet of Kohen Hegit is anyways not Klein. Another kasha that the Shagas Aryeh deals with is that the Gemara says Chatas Ha'oif Baal HaSofik. A person can be makir, you makir of a Chatas Ha'oif even by Sofik. Chatas Ha'oif Baal HaSofik, it's a special din. No, the Shaila is, who's going to be makir of this Chatas Ha'oif? If Big Day Kohen Hegit also has Klein, what's the heter for the Kohen Hedyet to put on the Begodim to be master of this Sofik Chatas Ha'oif? Maybe it's not a Chatas Ha'oif. So Chatas Ha'oif is Hukram Allah Sofik, but on the side that it's not, that he's not Chai, what's the heter to wear the Big Day Kahuna with Klein? The Minchas Chinuch, this is Grada Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Ches, in the Mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz, and under a topic, over a fascinating Chiddush in the Minchas Chinuch. You know, this Tzemer and Tishtam, Klayim is Tzemer and Tishtam. There are many dinim in the Torah that on a gay that you need Tzemer or Tishtam. Tchelas by Tzitzis needs Tzemer. There's a musa called Tzemer of a Rochel Bas Eis, which is not regular Tzemer from a sheep, it's a Rochel Bas Eis, from some kind of a Klayim Dika Yitzira of a Behema. And Yesh Lodim, Tzemer of a Rochel Bas Eis, has it been a Tzemer or not? It's a Mefersh in the Gemara, in B'chayrus, and if you're passing in the Rambam, it's Mefurish, that for Tcheles by Tzitzis, Tcheles needs to be made out of Tzemer. It's not called Tzemer. Rechol Bas Eiz is a Bir Alok about it, and Simon Tess, in Arachai. Rechol Bas Eiz, it's not Tzemer Legabe Tcheles. And it's Mefurish in the Rambam, and Hilchus Klayim, it's not Tzemer Legabe Klayim. You're allowed to mix Midarai Sakofon and Tzemer with of Rechol Bas Eiz together with Pishton. It also doesn't have too much Big Day Nigay Begodin. The Gemara is important. It's only by Tzemer and Pishtin. It's not by Tzemer Rachel Basay. The Gemara learns it out because of a drasha. Dumi the Pishtin. Comes the Mechas Chinuch with a Moir Dike Chiddush. He says there are other dinim in the Torah. L'moshel is the parsha of Reishis HaGeiz. Reishis HaGeiz is on Tzemer. He says Reishis HaGeiz is even on Tzemer of Rachel Basay. The meat of Tzemer of Rachel Basay is that it has to be Dumi the Pishtin. Ma Pishtin Shaloy Nishtana. Af Tzemer Shaloy Nishtana. Is Nigay Tcheles? Klein? And Nigay Begodim. Reishis HaGeiz is Chayiv even on Tzemer. And then he goes a step further. He says, Big Day Kahuna, it says, has to be made out of some of the Begodim that's made out of Tzemer. It could be Tzemer of a Rochel Bas Eiz. But often that it's possible to have Big Day Kahuna that are not Klayim. It's made out of Tzemer. And Big Day Kahuna recognizes Tzemer of Rochel Bas Eiz as Tzemer. But Hilchus Klayim doesn't. So technically it's possible to have Big Day Kahuna that's not the Isser of Klayim. No, so it's a Pelos, so you have to be making it out of Tzemer of Rochel Vasei. That's basic nisht. But at the point, he wants to answer the kash of how is it Mishkachas, Chatas Ha'oiv Baal HaSofik. It's Mishkachas of Big Day Kahuna that's not going to be Klayim. Ad Kedekach, Zok Teder Chiddush.
It says here by the Choshen was Zeret Orkoi v'Zeret Rochboi. What's the Zeret? Machlokes v'Shoinik. The Rambam says the Zeret is the Chetzi Amah, three Tfachim. A lot of Rishoinim bring that it's two Tfachim. Tosfos and Erev in Daf Chavala brings that it's two Tfachim. There's a Gro in the Beer on the Mishnayos and Orla Paragimel. He wants to say that the Vikuach, if a Zeres is three Tfachim or two Tfachim, he says everyone agrees that a Zeres is, if you open up your hand, a Zeres is about the distance between the thumb and the Zeres and the pinky. That's a Zeres. The Shaila is, do you do a straight line across, or is it the round about the fingers? And he says, of a stam person, the zeres of a Adam Beinoni, if you go directly across from the thumb to the zeres, that's going to be two tfachim. And the sheet that holds three tfachim, because he holds you do it round about, around the other fingers. That's the vikuach, where the zeres is one, and where it's two or three tfachim. Now, on the choshen, there was 12 avonim, and it's interesting. It's a machloikis rishoinim exactly how you shtel avek the avonim. Each evan was connected a certain shavit. Lekuli alma oidem was Ruvain. Oidem pitted of Arekis. Lekuli alma oidem was Ruvain. Lekuli alma yoshfe is Binyamin. Everything else is a big balagan in the rishoinim. Because, first of all, already it's a shayla. Naniach Shimon comes after Ruvain. That's one big vikuach. Which seder do you do? Where do you put the Bnei HaShvachos exactly? In the Seder. But even Aniach will have a Seder for the Shvatim. Aber, the Torah Rishon was Oidem Pitted of Arekis. Oidem, let's say, is Reuven. Unless a few of Aniach come out like all the sheep, Shimon comes after Reuven. Is Shimon Pitted of, or is Shimon Neufech? He goes down way. The Torah Sheni. And that's how you do it. So it comes out, everything is mixed up, except at the end, Oidem is Reuven, Yoshpet Binyamin, everything else, you can look at them in Chesunach Barichos. In the new ones, they have diagrams. But again, there are two major agendas. Whether the second shaved, whoever he is it Neufech or Pitada? And also, Bechlal, Nanich, you go on Oidem Pitada, but what's the Seder? After Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, do you put Bnei HaShvachos first? Do you put yourself as Zvulun first? Where does Yosef and Binyamin come in? It's a big tumult. Kemoikein Avad, if you do it on the Avni Eifoid, which had two stones on the Avni Eifoid, each one had six Shvatim, it's a Sugi and Soit, the Lamed Vov, Ba'arichus. Kama machlokes shitas in the Tanoim, which six shvatim was on each evan of the Eifoid. Over there, at least, there's one Tana that says that it's the same seder as Har Grizim and Har Eivol, but there are other shitas, and there also, there already have Gemaras, a Braisa with three shitas, and then there's more, there's Yerushalmi. There is also a big tumul exactly Heishtel of Ekti Avonin. Over there, Toysis and Saita by the Eifoid brings the Yerushalmi that there has to be 25 letters on each one of the Avnei Eifoid, and according to the way he works out the Cheshbon, Binyamin has to be broken into two pashas to work out that there's 25 letters on each, and therefore it's Ben on one side and Yamin on the other side, and that's why there's a remez, the Meshech Chochma says, by Binyamin it says, in Zoyis HaBracha, Uvein Kseifov Shochein on Binyamin, because Binyamin lies on both shoulders, because half of Binyamin was on one Avnei Eifed, half was on the other. So we have a tumul where the Avnei Eifed is Mesudr, and how the Avnei Choshen are Mesudr. An interesting idea that Meshech Chochma says, he goes, according to the Shitas Rishonim, that Shoyham is Yosef, right? Tarshish Shoyham Yosef. He learns that Yosef is the second to last Shevet, and he also learns that Shoyham is the second to last stone. You're not doing it down, you're on the cross. So Shoyham is Yosef. Interesting. The Avnei Eifoid were Avnei Shoyham. Besides that one of the 12 Avonim in the Choshen was a Shoyham stone, Yosef is the Avnei Shoyham. Because we spoke about this in Sefer Bereishis, Yosef, in a lot of Inyanim, Yosef is the Bechin of an Av, he's the Av of two Shvatim. The Emes was right that Yosef was going to have Yud Bei Shvatim. Yosef is Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. Yosef is Av Ben. Evan is Av Ben. Interessant. Yosef is the Evan Shoyham, which is Taka. The Evan Shoyham is the Evan that represents all the Shvatim. On the Choshen, it's Yosef's Evan that's the Shoyham. Now, besides that, it was written the names of all the Shvatim on the Avnei Choshen. The matara of that was that the Urim V'tumim, which were inside the Choshen, would light up various oisiyos. If you would want to know the Kohen Gadol was with Shoyal Eitzah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would light up those letters, and then he would know, you have to know Kesidron, how he would learn it up, but he would learn up from those letters. So you need to have all the oisiyos. Now, you're missing some oisiyos Even if you say all the names of the Shvatim, there are four letters that are not there. Ches, Hef, Tzadi, and Kuf are not in any of the names of the Shvatim. So the Emet Me'ikra Din Zok Tekiriyat Sefer, you have to put a Ches, Hef, and a Tzadi, and a Kuf also somewhere on the Avon. Over the Gemara and Yumas Mevayer, that what they did was, they didn't stam as they put Tzadi, Ches, Kuf, Tes. They wrote Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurun. And Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yitzchak has Tzadi, Ches, and Kuf, and Shivtei, with a test, you have the extra letters. Where did you put Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shivtei, Yeshurun? In Rambam states that on Reuven's stone, they would add Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, and I'm a supik if the Rambam means that Yitzchak wrote V'Yaakov, I don't know if there's a book, but I'll just state in Rambam, that on the Evan of Reuven, you would put Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Misupkani, if you put the Vov, and then on the stone of Binyamin, you would put Shivtei, Yeshurun. But a lot of Rishonim, the Balaturim also, and a lot of Rishonim learned that each Evan of the Choshen had six letters, and therefore you would put, on Reuven's stone, you would put the Aleph of Avram, on Shimon's, you would put the Beis of Avram, and then on Levi, which only has three letters, you would put Reish Hei Mem of Avram, v'chulei v'chulei, till you get to Binyamin, which Binyamin is a six letters, and Binyamin didn't have any Oysilis. The Gemara in Yuma, when it adds this Knesh that you put Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, there's an interesting beat. The Marshor already spells on the Gemara. Careful, listen to the Cheshvan, how the Gemara goes. The Gemara says he put the names of the Shvatim. Fret the Gemara. But there's no Tzadik. Interesting. There's no Ches, there's no Tes, there's no Tzadik, and there's no Kuf. And the Gemara says, where's the Tzadik? Didn't spell on the Ches, and it didn't spell on the Tes. They fret the Gemara. Fret the Gemara, where's the Tzadik? And for the Gemara, it says Yitzchok. Fret the Gemara, where's the Tes? Shiftei Yeshua. Fret the Marsha, why did you stell right away on the Ches and say it says Yitzchok? Test afterwards, it's for Shiftei Yeshurun, but why did you stell on the Tzadik right away? There's a Moiridik Mahalach from the Chasam Sofer. You have to help cop, but very simple. He says like this. The lesson of the Pasuk is V'ha'avonim tiyena al Shmois B'nei Yisrael. You talk in Lefarish that the name of each stone was also written on the stone. On the Oidem stone, it said Oidem. It said Pitado. It said Varekes. V'ha'avonim tiyah al Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Besides the names of the Shvatim, it also said the name of each stone. And if that's true, then there is a Ches in Achlama, and there is a Kuf in Varekes, and there is a Tes in Pitado. Of a Fekti Gemara, there's no Tzadik. And Fekti Gemara, it says Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Oh, now that it says Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, the Ovois are like the Avonim. Maybe when the Torah says V'Avonim Tiyena Ashmois B'nei Yisrael, Ulai, now you could make him a pecha that it doesn't say the names of the stone, and it says the names of the Ovois. The Ovois are the Avonim Tiyena, and the Avonim are the Ovois that are on top of the Shvatim. So maybe it says the names of the Shvatim, of the Ovois, and it says Tzadi, Ches, and Kuf, and Yitzchak. But now, Fret the Gemara, where's the test? Until now we knew there was a test, Pitadah. But now that you're putting in the names of the Ovois, and you're taking out the names of the stones, where's the test? And Fret the Gemara, Shiftei Yeshua. Azoi, now inside the Choshen there was the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim was a special cloth that had special shemesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this cloth is what caused the Oifius on the Avnei HaChoshen to light up when necessary. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chof Aleph, Chamisha Dvorim Shehoyu V'Mikdash Rishon V'Loi Hoyu V'Mikdash Sheni. There are five things that weren't in the Mikdash Sheni. Aron Kapoiris Kruvim. The Oren, there was not in the Oren, with the whole Geschichte, the Oren Kepar is Kruven. Eish, there was no Eish to Yared in the Shemayim. Shechino, Ruach HaKoidesh, and Urim V'Tumim. Those are five things that weren't in the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, interessante Maisa. It says in the second Beis HaMikdash there was no Urim V'Tumim. What does it mean there was no Urim V'Tumim? Shtein Gemara, one of the five things that was missing is the Urim V'Tumim. What does it mean the Urim V'Tumim? In Rambam state, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Peradalit, and Oichet Toist in Yuma, Chlor state in the Rambam, Menachet and Tosis, Avada, the cloth was there. If the cloth that has the names of the Shem Hashem wasn't going to be in the Choshen, that's called Mechusar B'Godim. That's part of the Beged. The cloth with Hashem's name in the Choshen is part of the Choshen. That can't be missing. It's a coin, it's Mechusar B'Godim. Mechusar B'Godim is Mechal Avoida, Chayiv Misa. It's not Avoida, it's Mechusar B'Godim. So what does it mean it didn't have the Urim V'Tumim? So the Rambam, it means it didn't light up. It didn't have the power of lighting up. And the Ravid argues, and Rashi also, Sayin Chumash and Sayin Yuma, Rashi argues and says, and the Ravid, no, Pashit in the second Beis HaMikdash, the cloth was missing. When it says there was no Urim V'Tumim, it means there was no Urim V'Tumim. Fragging the Mefarshim, the Magid Mishnah already, and a lot of the Mefarshim, it says here on the list of five things that are missing: the Aron, the Eish, the Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, and Urim V'Tumim. What's Ruach HaKodesh? And what's Urim V'Tumim? If you learn that the Klaf is missing, so I understand the Klaf is missing, and separately there's no Ruach HaKodesh. But if the Klaf was there, and when we say the Urim V'Tumim is missing, it means that the Ruach HaKodesh that was in the Urim V'Tumim is missing. So what does it separately mean? Ruach HaKodesh. Mamash HaTzliyah. If you learn, like the Shigas, that the Klaf itself was missing, so that's what it means. The Ruach HaKodesh and the Urim V'Tumim, it's one thing. So you have to say in the Chanami, Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim is taka one big thing. So what does it mean, five things are missing in the Beis HaMikdash? Orin Kapoiris Kruvim is two. And Khan, this is already for Parshas Truma, Yesh Lodin. Is it Orin is one thing, and Kapoiris Kruvim, Mizmiksha Achas? Or is it Orin Kapoiris and Kruvim as a separate thing? Of Ravina, you have to break them up into two. It's interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas over there is Mitzayin, that the Medrash says a different nusach. The Medrash in Parshas Baloischa says, I don't know if Shah in this Medrash, there were five things missing in the second Beis HaMikdash: Oroin, Minoira, Eish, Ruach HaKodesh, and Kruvim. That's the Rishima of the Chamisha Dvarim. The MS is, in Chagai, in Perak Aleph, Pasuk Ches, that's the Makor of this, it says in the Pasuk Alu Ahar, Veisam Etz, Ubnu Avais, Ve'ertzaboy, the Ikoved, Omar Hashem, it says Ve'ikoved, it's missing the hay. It's a remez for the Chamisha Dvarim. Rashi over there also brings a different Rishima. Rashi brings Oroim, Urim V'Tumim, Eish, Shechina, and Ruach HaKodesh. He brings it as separate. You have to know how to shtin that sheet. It says, "V'nishma koyloi b'vori el hakodesh." When by the meil it made noise, "V'nishma koyloi b'vori el hakodesh." The Baal HaTurim says, it three times in Tanakh it says the word "V'nishma." It says by the meil over here, "V'nishma koyloi b'vori el hakodesh." It says, "Kol asher dibur Hashem nase v'nishma," and there's a pasuk in Megillas Esther. It says, "V'nishma piskam amelach ki rabohi." So the Baal HaTurim wants to say a sheina remez. We know Mikra Megillah is Doicha Avoida and Torah. So he says, V'nishma koyle b'voy el ha-koydesh is Avoida, the Me'il. Kol asher dibur Hashem nase v'nishma is Torah. Aber v'nishma pitzgam ha-melech, Megillah, ki rabbi. That's even bigger. And he says, it's interesting, it's a remez, because the memra, the Bala memra that says in the Gemara Megillah that it's Doicha Avoida and Mikra Megillah and Torah, Mikra Megillah is Doicha, is Rava. He kills a Rava, but it's really, it's Rava. But he says, the Bala memra is Rava. It's Rava. That he's the one that says that the V'nishma of Esther is Doicha, the V'nishma of Torah, and the V'nishma of the Mishma of Avoida. Those are the three V'nishma. The whole second half of the parasha, after the Big Day Kahuna, you have the parasha of the Miluyim, the Shivas Yimei Miluyim, Big Arichas, on the Inyan of the Shivas Yimei Miluyim. The pasuk says at the end of the Miluim, then it says the parasha of Tomid. But they have a pasuk over here, Shiva Siyomim Techaper Al HaMizbeach V'Kidash Toisoy V'Hoya HaMizbeach Kodesh Kadoshim Kol HaNegea V'Mizbeach Yikdosh. There's a very big sugya in Zvochim, Gans Perak Mizbeach Mekadosh. There's a famous sugya, Afiyemi I think learned it last week, but there's a famous sugya called Olu Lo Yerdu. Olu Lo Yerdu Moridik Yisoyid, that the Mizbeach, if Basar Emerim goes on the Mizbeach Udam, Something goes on the Mizbeach, even if it's puzzle, but if it was ready, Olu on the Mizbeach, Olu lo yerdu. And the Avada, a huge machloikas tanoim, kama v'kama shitas in them, for the shverer prokim in Zvachim, or for the makar, for the etzim concept of Olu lo yerdu, there's two places, one in Parshas Tzav, but it's etzim over here. It's part, I'm going to just read over a Rashi, I don't want to scare anyone here. Parshas Chumash with Rashi, though. Kol anegea v'mizbeach, if anything that goes, touches the Mizbeach, yikdash, the Mizbeach is maktashit. It becomes lach moish on his back and it stays on his back. All the lawyer Rashi brings it right. Kol and gave him his back yikdash. Mike who shosoy. Kol and gave him his back yikdash. A few carbon fossils. Shall all of kitchen his back lach shiro shall yer. I would think of his eye. Kol and gave would mean anything. Even a dover that's sule bekaidish. If the carbon was Psulei Bakoidish, that's one of the Shverim Musogim and Zvachim, there's Kama Vakama Shitas in the Rishayim, and what it means, Psulei Bakoidish, of Rav Adah, the class of Dugmois of Psulei Bakoidish is something that was possible even before, there's the Rashi up upon him, before it came into the Azora, Roiva, Nirva, Muksa, Neva, Treifa, even though, and that is the Pasuk, no, those things are only Yerdim. But if the Psul happened in the Azora, Kol HaNegeh B'Mizbeach Yikdosh, that's the Yisoid of Allah Yerdim. I am Shom. State of the Hemshech, Oylas Tomed of the Reis, Eichen Tetzach Oyl Moid Lefnei Hashem, Asher Yvoid Lechem Shom, Ledaber Eilech Hashom. Rashi brings that there's a Sphira, there's a Machloikis, Yesh Merab Yisteinu V'yesh. Where was the Hashrois Hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan? In this pasuk it says, Asher Yvoid Lechem Shom, that it's Durch the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the Makor for Hashrois Hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash. And Yesh Merab, no, it was Me'alak Apyrus, it was in the Oroin. Fascinating idea over here, whether the Makor of Hashrois Hashchina in Mishkan is from the Mizbeach and the Choshes, or from the Me'alak Apyrus. And Rashi brings it to the Machloikis, Yesh Merab Yisteinu V'yesh Merab Yisteinu. The Meshech Chochma wants to be Mitzayin, that it's totally, there's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin, there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, what's more Kaddish? A Beis Knesset or a Beis Medrash? Which is the Etzem saying, Torah or Avoida? We said before, Vinishma, right? Purim is Ibarav. Over this Torah and this Avoida. And it's a Machloikis, Amiroim there. The Gemara even brings, the Pasuk says in Malachim, describing the Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Godoil. And the Machloikis, whether it's Bayis Shemagadim by Torah, or Bayis Shemagadim by Tefillah. The Meshech Chachma wants to say, it's this Rashi. Whether it's Yesh Merab Yisteinu L'meidim Shemayal Mizbeach HaNechoyshes, Hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaber in Moshe, Mishu Hukam HaMishkon. Yesh Oimri Me'al HaKapayrus, V'dibarti Itcha Me'al HaKapayrus. So, and that's the because of the Meshech Chachma is. The Avoida of Mizbeach, or the Torah of Luchas Sheva Orin. I saw in the Shem Yishmuel, he wants to say also, he talks about this Sphira. Where was the Hashrus Hashchina? Where was the Shechina Medaber and Moshe in the Mishkan? Was it in the Mizbeach? Or was it in the Oroin? See, he wants to say, it depends if it was a Nevuah that was L'doiris or L'shof. A Nevuah L'doiris was Me'al HaKapayrus. Because that's Torah, that's L'doiris. He tells through the Gemara and Tzaita that Torah is Migneu Matzli, even Shaloi B'itoi. And Mitzvah, Avoida, is only Migneu Matzli B'itoi. And therefore the Hashrus Hashchina, a nevuah that was l'doiris is v'dibarti yitcha me'al HaKapayrus. A nevuah l'shah was that it was the asher yivoyed l'chashama from the mizbech. There's an interesting ha'ara. A lot of the mafarshim talk about why the end of Parshas Tetzaveh we talk about the mizbech haKatoyrus, the mizbech hazor. Harei the seder be'emes is that Parshas Truma is about all the klei hamikdash. Parshas Tetzaveh was the big day kahuna, and then the shivus imenu luyim. After everything is the Mizbeach Hazov. Why is the Mizbeach Hazov not mentioned? We had all the other Mizklei HaMikdosh in Parshas Truma. The Mefarshim will handle with it. One of the Mahalchim is that it's not Ma'akav. You could be Makter Ketiris in the Mokum of Mizbeach Hazov, even without Mizbeach Hazov, as opposed to the other Klei HaMikdosh. But that's a Gansa Tumul Farzach. The Mefarshim already stell on this. I mean, why the Mizbeach Hazov is mentioned here separately will be Nisayim. An interesting thought, I think you mentioned last week, the first thing in Parshas Tetzaveh is the Menorah, and the last thing in Parshas Tetzaveh is the Ketoris. I think we mentioned last week already that in the Nedavos of the Mishkan it says Shemen Lamor and Besamim L'Ketoris Asamim, and we ask, it doesn't say Kemach L'Menoches Behemoth L'Karbonis and the Shabbos Pashas of Das Geinim, because we're not handling here now the Avoida of Mishkan. We're only handling the Nedavos of building the Etzem Mishkan, not the avoidance that are going to be done in Mishkan. So why Shemen Lamor and Ketoris? So Dr. Daskeni, because this is Tzuras HaMishkan. Avada Menoyer is avoidance Hadlokah. But besides that, Tzuras HaMishkan, it's a bias of Hashrois HaShchina, the Tzura of Mishkan, it has to be lit up and has to have a Reach Toif. That's the Tchilas Pashas Tetzaveh and the Soif Pashas Tetzaveh. Posach B'Menoyer, the Sayim, the Ketoris.